අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Gayatri Andra Hennadi, coordinator, Regional English Support Center, Tangol. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. From today's English lesson, you are going to learn how to write descriptions on people. For paper 1 in your O-level paper, you will be given to write a description on people, animals, things or places. For this question, you are given 5 marks and you have to use 45 to 50 words when you write the description. Today, we are going to learn how to write descriptions on people. So, today's lesson is very important for you. Let's think. What kind of people you may be given to write about? You may be given to write about persons who are very close to you, like my best friend, my class teacher, my favorite person, if not, the person I like most. When we describe people, we should talk about their name, age, appearance means how do they look like. Some are tall, some are short, some have straight hair, and some have curly hair. Then qualities. Qualities are their characteristics. Some are kind, some are helpful, and some are generous. Next, habits. What do they usually do? Like going to school, reading the newspaper, or doing exercises. Then, let's talk about abilities. What they can do. Some can dance, some can sing, or some can swim. Next, favorites. Their likes. Last, ambition. It is about their future goals and whom do they like to be one day. Now, let's learn how to write a description on my best friend. Look at your activity sheet. For question number 1 in your activity sheet, you are given some details about your best friend. Let's read the details given first. Name, Hiroshi. Age, 14 years. Appearance, medium built, dark hair, sharp eyes, and thin lips. Qualities: kind, helpful, obedient, and hardworking. Habits: usually reads English storybooks. Abilities: good at English, can write stories in English. Favorites: likes traveling and reading. Ambition: doctor. Then you can see a mind map just below the given details. There you have to fill in the blanks in the mind map using the given details. Number 1. What is her name? Hiroshi. Number 2. What is her age? 14 years. Number 3. Her appearance. Medium built, dark hair, sharp eyes, and thin lips. Number 4. What are her qualities? Kind, helpful, obedient, and hard-working. Number 5. Her habits. Usually reads English storybooks. Number 6. What are her abilities? She's good at English and can write stories in English. Number 7. Her favorites. Likes traveling and reading. Number 8. What is her ambition? To be a doctor. Now we are going to learn how to form sentences using the filled details in the mind map. Remember, children, here we use present tense. We can start like this. First one, name. We can say, my best friend is Hiroshi. For your study purposes, I will read the sentences twice. My best friend is Hiroshi. Second one, age. We can say, she is 14 years old. She is 14 years old. Third one, appearance. Her appearance can be described like this. She is medium built. She is medium built, and she has dark hair, sharp eyes, and thin lips. She has dark hair, sharp eyes, and thin lips. Fourth one, qualities. Here we can say, she is kind, helpful, obedient, and hard-working. She is kind, helpful, obedient, and hard-working. Fifth one is on habits. We can write her habits like this. She usually reads English storybooks. She usually reads English storybooks. Sixth one, abilities. We can say, she is good at English. She is good at English. And she can write stories in English. She can write stories in English. Seventh one is about favorites. We can say, she likes traveling and reading. She likes traveling and reading. The last one, ambition. We can say, she wants to be a doctor one day. She wants to be a doctor one day. All right. Now, let's write a paragraph using the formed sentences earlier. Dear children, look at the question number 2 given in your activity sheet. There, you are given a description on my best friend. I am going to read the description. You too can read it with me. My best friend. My best friend is Hiroshi. She is 14 years old. She is medium built. She has dark hair, sharp eyes, and thin lips. She is kind, helpful, obedient, and hardworking. She usually reads English storybooks. She is good at English and she can write stories in English. She likes traveling and reading. She wants to be a doctor one day. I love my friend. Now we have learnt how to write a description on my best friend. I hope now you can write a similar description about your best friend. Here, you can draw a mind map using your friend's details. Then, you can organize the facts and form sentences easily. As the next step, I am going to discuss how to write a description on my class teacher. Look at the question number 3 in your activity sheet. Here, you are given to write a simple description on my class teacher. Shall we read the given details first? Name, Mrs. Pereira. Age, 30 years. Appearance, tall, an oval face, wavy black hair, and a pointed nose. Qualities: caring, kind and friendly. Habits: usually wears beautiful saris. Abilities: can sing songs nicely. Favorites: likes gardening. Now, children, you can form sentences. We can start like this. My class teacher is Mrs. Pereira. My class teacher is Mrs. Pereira. Her age? She is 30 years old. She is 30 years old. Her appearance, or how does she look like? She is tall. She has an oval face, wavy black hair, and a pointed nose. I'll repeat it. She is tall. She has an oval face, wavy black hair, and a pointed nose. Her qualities. She is caring, kind and friendly. She is caring, kind and friendly. Her habits. Or what does she usually do? She usually wears beautiful sarees. She usually wears beautiful sarees. Now let's talk about her abilities. Or what can she do? She can sing songs nicely. She can sing songs nicely. Her favorites? She likes gardening. She likes gardening. As we did earlier, now we can write a paragraph using the formed sentences. Now I'm going to read the description on my class teacher. My class teacher is Mrs. Pereira. She is 30 years old. She is tall. She has an oval face, wavy black hair, and a pointed nose. She is a caring, kind, and friendly person. She usually wears beautiful saris. She can sing songs nicely. She likes gardening. I love my teacher. I hope now you can write a similar description about your class teacher. If you want, it is better to draw a mind map using the details of your class teacher. It will make easy for you to form sentences. Dear children, up to now, we have already learnt how to write descriptions on my best friend and my class teacher. So, I'm going to ask you to write a similar description on my favorite person. You may be given the same topic as the person I like most. Now, look at the last question in your activity sheet. Here, you have to write about a description on my favorite person. As your favorite person, you can write about anyone that you love most. He or she can be your father or mother, brother or sister. If not, a famous person like a cricketer, an actor, or a hero. When considering all these persons, I think it is very easy to write about your family members, as you know a lot of things about them. So, I'm going to discuss about my mother as my favorite person. First, you can draw a mind map using the details about your mother. It will make easy for you to organize the facts. Shall we discuss an example? First one, name, Mrs. Fernando. Age, 40 years. Appearance, tall, round face, straight hair, fair in complexion. Qualities, caring and kind. Habits, usually reads the newspaper. Abilities, can cook food deliciously. Then the favorites, likes cooking and gardening. Now you can form sentences using the written details. Dear children, we can start like this. My favorite person is my mother. I'll repeat it for you. My favorite person is my mother. Then you can write her name. We can say, her name is Mrs. Fernando. Her name is Mrs. Fernando. How old is she? We can say, she is 40 years old. She is 40 years old. What about her appearance? We can say, she is tall, she has a round face and straight hair. She is tall, she has a round face and straight hair. And she is fair in complexion. She is fair in complexion. Next, her qualities. We can say, she is caring and kind. She is caring and kind. Her habits. We can say, she usually reads the newspaper. She usually reads the newspaper. Then about her abilities. She can cook food deliciously. She can cook food deliciously. Her favorites. She likes cooking and gardening. She likes cooking and gardening. Last, we can say, I love my mother very much. I love my mother very much. Similarly, now you can write a description on my favorite person by describing your mother. If you want, you can draw a mind map before writing the description. Dear children, now take out your workbooks. Look at the activity 8 given in page number 6 in your workbook. Activity 8, page number 6 in your workbook. Here, you are asked to write about descriptions on your nearest neighbor and your favorite relation. I hope now you can do this activity. It is very easy for you to organize the facts and form sentences if you draw a mind map. Now, children, I'm going to revise today's lesson. Today you learnt how to write descriptions on people. First, we learnt when we describe people, we have to write about their name, age, how do they look like, their qualities, habits, abilities, their likes or dislikes, and their ambitions using present tense. Then, we discussed how to draw mind maps and how much it will be easy for us to organize facts and form sentences before writing the paragraph. Next, we learned how to write descriptions on my best friend, my class teacher, and my favorite person. Last, I ask you to do a workbook activity. There you have to write descriptions about your nearest neighbor and your favorite relation. Now we have come to the end of today's lesson. Thank you all for participating in the educational program of Rohunu Gurugedara. Today, I focused on Grade 10 English lesson. I'm Gayatri Andrahannadi, Coordinator, Regional English Support Center, Tangol. Goodbye, children. Let's meet another day with another new lesson. Thank you.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මින් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර